Well, let's kick off, as we always do, with a look at what's been breaking science news headlines this week. And this one's really got me intrigued because I used to have a carnivorous plant when I was little, Victoria. So how are scientists analysing them for antibiotics?
This comes out of a group in Japan who have analysed the carnivorous plant, which is known commonly as the pitcher plant. You might be familiar with it. It has these beautiful bottle-shaped leaves. Its Latin name is Nepenthes alata, but we call it the pitcher plant because it contains this gooey substance at the bottom of it. Of its leaf bottles. And what this substance does is it smells very, very sweet. So it attracts insects to the edge of this bottle, and then they're overcome by the fumes and they fall in, and the plant dissolves the insect and eats it up and uses its nutrients to grow.
So where does the antibiotics come in then?
Well, this is the interesting thing. These scientists have now analysed exactly what is in this bottle of protein goo, and it's just a mixture of proteins, but they've separated them all out and they've identified them, and they have an exact recipe for what's in this pitcher.
So this is plant digestive juices, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. So there are enzymes in there that digest the insect, but also there are antibiotics, antibacterials, because the plant wants to suppress any bacterial growth while the insect is dissolving and rotting away, so that it can use as much of the nutrients from its victim as possible.
So the bacteria don't steal the plant's lunch, effectively.
Exactly.
Because otherwise,
if
the bacteria were growing, they'd be using the nutrients that the plant could use.
So the plant wants to suppress those so it can get as much from its lunch as possible.
It's ingenious. Do these antibiotics bear any resemblance to the ones we already use in hospital, or is this an entirely novel class?
No, they're not novel compounds. The reason they know exactly what's in this recipe is because they're able to match up what they found with a public database. But it's a new and interesting source of natural compounds that have antibacterial properties.
I wonder if plants suffer from superbug infections as well.